Rogation and the Abundance of God. 1,500 years ago, in a diocese of southern France, the people were anxious concerning their harvest. They'd been struck by the plague and also an earthquake. A godly decision was then taken by the bishop of the diocese. Prayers were to be said in procession for the land and for its people. Over the following years, this practice spread through France and then to our own country. Rogation Sunday remembers that decision made so long ago, asking God's blessing on our parish and for those who work on the land and for all of us who care for God's creation. The word rogation comes from the Latin word rogare, to beseech or to ask in earnest. Therefore, it is a time of praying and thanking the Lord for his creation and the blessings that flow from him. From the Old Testament, we read, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills." This does not only apply to Israel, but to the whole of God's handiwork for mankind, to enjoy all its benefits. The earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants, belong to the Lord, says Psalm 24. When this service was being put together, Lucy and others felt that the theme should be on God's abundance. I quote, "God showers us with abundance in nature, in people, in his word, to us. Why can't we accept and treasure this?" Picking up on this theme personally, I remember an experience I had when I was vicar of a parish in Dorset. The name of the parish is called Ham Preston, in Anglo-Saxon meaning the place of the priests, as it was served by the Minster of Wimborne a few miles away. I walked through the churchyard remembering the parishioners I once knew and loved. They were now at rest and with the Lord. It was a glorious day as the farmland around the country church and churchyard glistened. The magnificent tall trees majestically sheltered the churchyard, bathed now in sunlight. Then all of a sudden, I can only describe the experience of being stabbed with joy. Creation in all her beauty lay bare. Time and space fell away, and for a moment a door was opened ajar, ajar into another world. I felt the generosity, yes, and the abundance of God in people, in nature, and in Christ. Surely this world is but a foretaste of the abundance that is to come. Meanwhile, we are to care for his creation, his people, and to bring God's word alive. From the New Testament, we hear, "Consider the lilies of the fields, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. That even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." The Eco Church group are clothing the earth with good things. This is bringing healing and beauty into our environment, into our surrounding, and also into the lives of all of us. I believe one of the founding members was dear Jane Kidd, beginning in around about 2022 in this church. And together with Janet and with Caroline's full support. And now the mantle has fallen on Beth, with a great team at St. Mary's, having earned a silver award certificate. How true is the saying, I'm closer to God in the garden than anywhere else on earth. God's intention for us is to bring healing and order in his creation, in our relationships with one another and with the Creator himself. Psalm 8 cries out, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have given man dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Here, responsibility is given to us, not to spoil or to exploit or pollute God's creation, but to care for the abundance he has given us. Creation is fragile. Handle with care could be an eco statement. We basically live off 6 inches of the earth's crust. And when that amount of soil is eroded, we'll be in trouble with the world's food supplies. Coupled with this challenge is the increasing climate change that every nation is experiencing. Finally, there is hope. Hope is given because God intervened in human history to restore both man and creation. In Colossians, we read that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Here we understand the author and origin of our world becomes a man in his very own creation. It is in Christ Jesus that we and creation begin to taste the liberty of belonging to the Son of God. In Romans, we read that one day creation will be set free from its slavery to decay and would share with the glorious liberty of the children of God. God has promised us, his children, a new heaven and a new earth. But first, he wants us to cultivate an appreciation of his abundance here and now on earth. Then when the time comes, we will be unveiled as God's glorious sons and daughters, enjoying the abundance of a life promised to us now and in the world to come. Amen.